Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 652, Avocados and Pineapple Pizza, recorded live on October 11th, 2018. Everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And after many, 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 many failed attempts at getting the stream to be working again, because I had to reinstall my computer and trying to get everything done, we're finally recording a podcast tonight. Got some news to talk about. We actually have quite a bit of news. This latest community update was chock full of some pretty cool stuff. I don't know if we'll get to all the details tonight because we're starting about an hour later than we normally would, so we'll see where we get. But TT, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show tonight.
Yeah, it's been a great week for me, and I'm really looking forward to the weekend and praying that I can actually have a weekend.
Yeah. I thought my week was bad, and then GT was telling me about his week. And if you don't mind throwing up some prayers in GT's direction, I'm pretty sure he'd appreciate it. Because he's had a rough week, for sure.
I think yesterday was the third Monday of the week, so just to kind of give you an idea how the week went.
And Mondays are not fun days. Can't imagine how your Mondays might be.
Normally, my Mondays are not that bad, but this week, I guess I'm making up for lost ones or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, on a more pleasant note, we did have some Halo streams over the past week. So let's talk about those. Let's jump into what happened on Fraggin' Friday last week.
Oh, excuse me. Fraggin' Friday went great. We played Halo 5. Spent a lot of time in Big Team Super Fiesta.
Very nice.
We even got into a few customs. I think we actually didn't even play Warzone. We might have played one or two games. But we were all having a lot of fun in Big Team Super Fiesta.
Very nice. Confal said in the Twitch chat, XP boosts. Perfect time to get some XP boosts used. Especially the legendary ones. That's probably like the perfect storm for a legendary arena XP boost is Big Team Super Fiesta.
Some of the maps it works good on, some of the maps not so much, but hey.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, and we talked about it a little bit on the podcast last week. I don't know if opinions have changed too much since we talked about last week, but I mean, it's definitely fun. You definitely have a distinct mix of kind of Super Fiesta and a distinct mix of what is Big Team Slayer kind of smashed together. I think personally, I like the, for lack of a better word, pure form of Super Fiesta in Arena. And I wish they just did that on a Big Team scale, but they don't. So that is what it is.
Well, I mean, you know, with the iteration they have now, it pretty much winds up being that. The only difference is that the maps that have vehicles. But when you have multiple rocket launchers, incineration cannons, rail guns, sniper rifles, you know, all this heavy equipment spawning in, you're kind of taking a risk jumping in a vehicle. It makes you a pretty big target.
It kind of does. At least they upgrade the vehicles to where they're kind of the top tier or next to the top tier of vehicle.
Yeah, they are the legendary vehicles. So they do have a lot more health. But I don't care what you say. When you see four rockets head for one Mantis, it ain't making it. You know, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun. It's more fun on the smaller Big Team maps, I think, because it still holds to, you know, the regular Super Fiesta. But all in all, it's a lot of fun. Recommend you go in and try it if you haven't. before it disappears.
It is up for another week. And there is another playlist that has joined the rotation as well. And we'll get to that in a little bit. And I'm just realizing that my microphone levels is low for my Rode. Hence all the new fun stuff that I'm trying to reconfigure on the fly.
Yay! So we apologize in advance for any volume level changes during this recording.
Yes. Thankfully, it was close. It was only off by 6, but it should be a lot better now. Good. Yeah, it looks a lot better now in Audition. So, not bad, but it's just one of those things like, oh, wait a second, there's something wrong here. But before we get onto some of the other streaming stuff, as people probably heard last week and on previous episodes, I had been talking about needing to reinstall Windows on my computer, and I finally broke down and did it this past weekend. And wouldn't you know it, a lot of things started magically working again.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff gets fixed whenever you do just a fresh install. Everything is clean from the get-go. And you don't accidentally enroll your computer in the insider ring for Windows updates.
At least not your daily driver.
Right. I have it on my Surface 1. So that's where I'll keep that there. And actually, for those that are live stream or on the live stream, have my old desktop computer set back up, and I'm actually streaming network from OBS to XSplit, and then XSplit's actually driving all the output stream to Facebook, Mixer, YouTube, and Twitch right now. And I tried to add Periscope in tonight, but that's not working.
And that may have instituted some other problems too, so we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, possibly. There's some details, which once I figure out what's going on, I'll probably share on next week's episode. But for now, we have the current presentation of the stream, which right now is just my video, because for some reason, I think I may have stumbled onto why my video always has problems coming back into OBS, but we'll save that for another show. As for my streams, I did do some more achievements, and I actually wrote down which achievements I did in the show notes this week.
Nice!
I thought ahead when I did this. So, I was doing some more score achievements, and I finished out Halo CE and Halo 4. So, the last two I had on CE were the Library and the Maw. So, I got those two achievements, and I got the achievements for getting par score on every mission in Halo CE, so that's three achievements. For Halo 4, I did Shutdown, which at first I was kind of trying to figure out how am I going to do this, because I normally skip to the last tower and finish the level. But it turns out if you go ahead and destroy all the phantoms at the other two towers, you get more than 2/3 of the points required to get the score if you're playing it on Heroic.
Nice.
And with the skulls I had. So the required score is 18,000. And by the time I was going into the final tower, I had 13,200. So I blew the score out of the water. So I did shut down and got the achievement for completing par score on every mission. So that's two more achievements, so a total of 5. And then I did 3 on Halo 2. I actually streamed for 3 hours on Sunday because I had Monday off for holiday. And I got Cairo Station, Outskirts, and the Arbiter complete. And I have 5 or 6 more left in Halo 2 for par score. And then I'll be done with Halo 2. And then I get to start on the Halo 3 ODST par scores. So that'll be fun. On Tuesday, I streamed with the wife again. And we got through the 343 Guilty Spark mission. So we played 3 more missions, and the Library will be up next. I don't know if we're going to be able to complete the game next Tuesday, because the Library is a long and difficult level. Probably the most difficult one in Halo CE. So it'll probably be 2 more streams before I actually finish out my playthrough of Halo CE to let her to watch the story.
So is she getting more of it now?
she is getting a lot more of it, and she's actually retaining more of the story this time around than she was last time around. And she's asking questions, trying to make sure things are cleared up. And whenever you go through a game the second time, you pick up on things that were referenced later on that you now know of ahead of time. So she's also making those connections as well.
Yeah, I think really to get that story, you need to play it 3 or 4 times.
You really do.
To really understand it. So
that's one of those things that we are really enjoying it. She's really enjoying it. And I'm just happy that she's along for the ride. And the fact that she's even playing it is a huge plus. Thanks, honey. I know you're listening. She might be asleep by now, but she has it up on Facebook right now. So hi. In the streams tonight, we got Comfell and Mr. Tim's over on Twitch right now. We have DC Rock Nation over on YouTube, always supporting viewing us over on YouTube. So thank you so much. We got Shady Rex over on the YouTube. We also in Mixer have Naruto, Dimbard, Misa Red, and Halo Collector, Eric Yabu, and Confals also in the Mixer chat as well. So yeah, we got quite a bit of people watching tonight. And I know there's a few on Facebook that at least liked it. I don't think anyone's really commented on it yet. But we have G. Lewis and a couple others names that I don't recognize. So thanks for watching, everybody. And hopefully everything will be smooth sailing for the rest of the stream tonight without any other technical issues. So let's go ahead and jump on into the news for this week. We did have the latest community update posted by Grim with plenty of time to spare. So thank you, Grim, for treating us to that. We really, really appreciate it. I kind of broke this up into sections this week, GT. I don't know if you want to take a section on at a time. I think I kind of added enough detail to go through things, so I can take the first one. If you want to take the ones after that, we'll just alternate. Sound like a plan?
Okay.
No, I'm putting you on the spot there a little bit. So there's a new comic series that was announced earlier today. Or was it yesterday? Maybe yesterday. It's called Halo Lone Wolf. And this is actually going to be a miniseries behind Spartan Linda with her unique sniping skills. The summary that they put up is, sent alone on a covert mission, Spartan Linda 058's unique skills are called upon to end the threat posed by a wanted scientist on a distant planet. With only an Oni agent assigned AI at her side, Linda must fight through both the dregs of the Covenant and the hostility of a lost human settlement to stop her target in his tracks. And some notable people for those that are into the sci-fi scene. The comics are being written by Ann Toll, who is also author behind some of the stories behind Stargate SG-1, which actually recognize that name from that, and The Witcher. Art is by Kieran McEwen and J.L. Straw. Colors by Dan Jackson, and covers by Christian Ward, which the cover is actually really cool for this. Very colorful.
I like it.
I do too. Do you think the human up in the top right is the target, maybe?
Either that or, well, I don't know.
I'm thinking the AI is the cowboy looking thing that looks digitized, which I have to say, if there's a cowboy AI, that's going to be cool.
Well, there already is one in universe, Mac from Contact Harvests.
But we don't see what his...
No, but in the book they do describe what his attire is, and he's a cowboy.
Right. True. I was thinking more of it just from a visual standpoint, but yeah, you're right. So that'd be kind of cool. It's very, very colorful. Very much a rainbow.
Yeah. It's I like the color. It's a nice piece of art. I like it a lot. Look forward to reading the comic.
Although, to me, this kind of begs the question a little bit. Since they did one focusing kind of on Master Chief with, pretty much focusing on Master Chief with the last miniseries, and now this one's on Linda, are they going to do a miniseries on every member of Blue Team?
Could be.
I mean, it's kind of filler material.
And it would be nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to get those little stories, and you know, it's something to fill the space between now and Halo Infinite.
So just some curiosity, just with how we had one and now we have another one.
And you never know, there might be little hints in these comics to Halo Infinite.
There very well could be. Lots of connection points or lots of story set up to other storylines or whatnot. Yeah, lots of potential here. So it's pretty exciting.
Looks like it'll go on sale January 2nd of 2019. So if you want it, get your pre-orders in now.
That's my wife's birthday.
Well, I'll have to remember to give her a happy birthday.
It'll be on Facebook, so your wife will probably see it.
probably.
We also have some HCS updates. So the 2K Grand Finals were on Tuesday, and 343 actually streamed it. I'm not sure how it was necessarily at Grand Finals, and I haven't been following the 2K stuff that closely, because there's five more 2K online tourneys until HCS DreamHack Atlanta. But my guess is that all the points that you would get for qualification for getting it from the 2K tournaments was, I guess, the cutoff was Tuesday. Like that, you can't earn any more points that feeds you into DreamHack. So that's my guess. I'll have to listen to the HCS Pro Talk folks to see what that actually means. But Renegades actually took down Tox in the 2K Grand Finals, which kind of makes it interesting to see what we can go with into Atlanta. I think, if I remember right, Renegades was fourth at London, and Reciprocity was third. So Reciprocity and Renegades are actually kind of itching their way up to the top. I don't know if there's playing in a LAN environment and playing online are two very different environments when it comes to competitive Halo. So I don't put too much weight into online tournaments as I do the in-person tournaments. And Reciprocity definitely showed that they have the capability to take down these top teams in LAN. It's just you have to have that mental fortitude to carry it on from one day to the next. And then Renegades, even online, they show they have the skill. It's just having that mental fortitude in person. A lot easier when you can kind of relax in a home environment versus when you're actually up on the stage being watched by a crowd of 1,000. So, definitely a big difference. DreamHack Atlanta is 5 weeks away. It's going to be November 16th through the 18th. And just a reminder, it's a $300,000 prize pool offered to the HCS group, the Standard 4v4 group. The Halo 3 2v2 Showdown is $10,000 in prize pool. And there is the playlist in the Master Chief Collection right now to play. All the online registration slots have been taken, so if you're looking to actually participate, you will have to register on site Saturday morning to participate in the Halo 3 2v2 Showdown for your chance at a piece of that $10,000.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And I love this line. I love this line. I got to share this. Talking about the eternal glory of winning the, you know, their share of the $300,000 prize pool. It's a prize almost as cool as easily accessible Chick-fil-A. I agree.
I saw that too. That was pretty funny.
I like the way they put that.
Grim has a good sense of humor. So, yeah, 5 weeks until the 2018 season finals. I will be watching on probably Sunday, because Saturday we have some prior arrangements. I forget what it is. It's on our calendar. But we're busy on the 17th, but hopefully on the 18th I'll be able to watch the finals, and we'll get to see who comes on top. If Tox is going to retain dominance from London, or if Splice is going to take it back, or if Renegades or Reciprocity will come in and cause a couple upsets. We will see.
Never know.
Never know.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right. You want to take the MCC patch section?
Sure. Looks like they are addressing some issues with the MCC. They got some improvements to the game stability, notably Halo CE. They're making some playlist adjustments, fixing... they fixed a crash that was happening in Halo 4 Spartans Ops Mission 9, Episode 1. They updated the Snipers playlist. They also updated Team Halo 3 Team Hardcore. Team Slayer in Halo CE has been changed to 50 kills. And the Banhammer has been unleashed
on
Rampant Quitters. So if you are one of these Rampant Quitters, quit it!
Nice.
The more times you quit a game, the more apt you are to be hit by the Banhammer. So keep those to a minimum. Understand if you gotta go, you gotta go. But if you're quitting because you don't like the map you got, I would stop doing that.
If you are repeatedly quitting because you don't like a specific game or mode, just know that in Halo 2 days, you didn't have a veto. You played what you were given. And Halo 3, you could veto once, and then you had to play what you were given. So, stop that.
Suck it up!
That's right. Be a well-rounded player. Don't be targeted player. Although this new feature...
I play a lot of maps I don't like. But, you know, it still turns out to be fun anyway, even though I don't like the map.
This next feature will help some people, though, at least target their preference, if you want to do the honors.
Well, let me finish up with this these patches here. Looks like they made some rank matchmaking adjustments for the higher level players, and they've also made some party matching adjustments. So it only forces restrictions in ranked team 4 versus 4 players. They do have some new features that they will soon be testing in the MCC Insider build. The first new feature that they're going to be testing is Match Composer. And this looks really good. And this will also help with people that don't like playing certain games, aka Halo 3.
Yep.
What you'll be able to do is you will be able to pick the games you want to play and the game types you want to play. In other words, you can pick Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 4, Halo 3, whatever you want to play in the base games, and then you can pick the game types that you want to play.
And you can pick the game size.
And you can also pick the game size, which, you know, if you want to play, you know, 4v4, 2v2, I'm sure there will be some limits to this. You probably will have to pick player counts that are available in matchmaking.
Most likely.
But it also, you know, it'll help you customize and make it to where you can play the games that you want to play. You know, if you just only want to play the classic games, you can pick, you know, Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 3. If you really like, you know, Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo 4, you can pick that. So it gives you a lot more control over what games you're going to play. So, you know, less likely for people to quit out. And it kind of brings in that all-in-one, you know, matchmaking like they originally launched in Halo CE or Master Chief Collection, where they had Team Slayer, which was
every game.
Halo 2, Halo 2A, Halo 3, Halo 4. You know, you could play any of those maps, any of those games across the board, and it just randomly picked one. But, you know, now you can express a little control over that. Another thing that also will be tested in the Insider build is more control over your controller. You're going to be able to customize your horizontal and vertical look sensitivity separately, your look acceleration separately. You also will be given a dead zone control like you do in Halo 5, along with your button layout, thumbstick layout, look inversion, flight inversion, stuff like that. So you'll be getting them. You'll be getting. Looks like they found a way to port the Halo 5 control settings into MCC.
Pretty much. And this will, for me, make Halo 3 so much more enjoyable. So much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it looks like you'll be able to adjust that per game.
Yes. So just like you can set your button layout and thumbstick layout either like globally or per game, you'll be able to do same thing. And they include horizontal, vertical, look axis, look acceleration, and dead zone. And those are in addition to what's currently offered, which is button layout, thumbstick layout, look inversion, flight inversion, and a few other things that is further down the list, not in the screenshot. For me, that's going to make Halo 3 so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'll actually enjoy it. Enjoy playing it.
I'll definitely be in there playing with them and seeing if it can make things work the way I want them to.
Yeah. One thing for the Mask Composer I wanted to address quickly is I'm thinking what they're probably going to do is you will filter off of that and then it'll fill you into searching within the hoppers that are available and seeing if there's servers in those hoppers that are setting up for games that fit that criteria or most of that criteria. So think of it as, I guess, I'm kind of thinking of it as you have the matchmaking playlists that are currently there as like a predefined filter of this match composer. And then you're being able to create your own custom filter. And then it will go out and look for servers that meet that criteria.
Yeah, I think, yeah. With the way it looks with this match composer, it looks like you can set this up, and then, you know, I don't know if you search from the map composer or if you have to go into, you know, the actual matchmaking lobbies to do it. Because in the screenshot that they show, there's no search here.
Well, there's a play. There's a play button. So you would jump from the match composer straight into searching.
Oh, okay. So like, yeah, there you go. The there's a play.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's little. Anyway. And it would, yeah, I think it'll search through the available hoppers and try to match you up with a game.
You know what else is cool about this screenshot, which made some people happy this week? There's a Griff Ball icon in there.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be able to get your smash on.
Yeah. You have, I think that's Slayer. Objectives, I'm guessing. Snipers. I'm guessing with the teabag, that's going to be Action Sack type.
Probably.
Games so like Infection or Rocket Race, that kind of stuff. And then Griffball. So that's fun. Super fun. Should I take the next section? Next couple of sections?
Well, let's see. One more thing for the MCC Insider. Looks like they're currently testing it in builds, and it could potentially be out as early as next week, pending final tests.
Yes.
So keep your eye out on that.
I'm excited.
Also, for the MCC for Halloween, you will get to see a little bit of Infection.
Yes. And that will be coming during next week's MCC update. So their patch update, which they do, let's see, the last one was the 10th yesterday, so it looks like every Wednesday they're doing an update to MCC, and they're going to be including Infection as the new rotational playlist.
Death.
So, yes. Speaking of rotational playlists, Rock and Rail is out, and Triple Team is in, joining Big Team Super Fiesta. I did get to play one game of Triple Team, and aside from the initial spawns being a little wonky, it actually plays pretty fun. The spawn system still feels too sweaty little janky for me. Yeah, it definitely has the FFA and Team Slayer feel to it, which is kind of cool. So if you're looking for that kind of mix, Triple Team definitely fits that very well. But as is a very well-known issue in Halo 5, the spawn system is just a little out of whack. And I've only played one game, so I can't... I mean, take this with a large grain of salt. There is a little bit of a spawn weight issue because a lot of the arena maps that are symmetrical are not designed for a non-binary team combination. So parts of your team will spawn in one, or parts of your team might spawn closer to another team, or maybe have a split spawn. And again, I've only played one game, so it might, I don't know how accurate that statement is, but definitely feels like you got on the, it would have been nice if they focus on asymmetrical maps and having dedicated spawns for Triple Team. I don't know if they did that though. But nonetheless, like once you get going, it's pretty fun. At least I had some fun with it tonight.
Yeah, I was watching Confal play it earlier, and it looks like he gets really sweaty. So I don't know that I will be jumping in it.
I mean, it has the sweatiness that you get with FFA, which can be sweaty, but you have to just, you do have to kind of coordinate, and I went in solo queue, so I don't know what it would be like actually going in with a full party of three, but it feels like it has that kind of good mix between Team Slayer and the FFA mentality to it, if that's something that piques your interest.
Was it doesn't for me, so.
Sure. Confal said, you always spawn away from your teammates. I had to dry off my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine you might have to do that.
Keep a towel handy.
The latest social stream had the 343 Director of Insights and Strategy, Sean Barron. And I put avocados in the show notes because there was a big discussion yesterday of Grim does not like avocados. Really does not like avocados. And the chat was lit up with people who loved avocados and thought Grim was crazy. And there are other people thinking that, no, you're crazy for liking avocados. And they actually put a poll in Mixer. And it was a dead 50-50 split between people who loved avocados and people who hated avocados.
A better question, do you like guacamole or not?
I love guacamole, personally.
Do you like avocados?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's... See, I bet you if they put up, do you like guacamole or not, it would be different.
Some people were saying even guacamole they didn't like.
Yeah.
Pins doesn't like avocados.
Well, pineapple Confal on pizza is the best.
Confal doesn't like avocados or guac.
Teach their own.
What kind of community am I hosting here? Jeez. Pins says he doesn't know you anymore. I'm going to create a poll.
I tell you
quick.
What, Pins, if I'm ever up in that neck of the woods, I will bring you a pineapple pizza.
That's funny. That is really funny. I'm going to put a poll up real quick.
Oh, God. If we'll it's a hamburger pizza, I'll go with you, Laird. Or Halo Collector.
Okay. There's the poll. Let's see how it goes. I said, what is worst, avocado/guacamole or pineapple pizza?
Oh, you should have put none of the above in there, too, but...
Well, which one's worse?
I like them both.
I guess if you had to pick one or the other, which one would you not choose?
Neither. I'd eat them both.
I'm personally not a huge fan of pineapple pizza, but I'll eat it. Pineapple and ham. Hawaiian pizza. I'll eat it. So while that poll is running, because I put it up for 2 minutes... We also have some Halo Wars 2 Competitive League? Halo Wars Competitive League? Championship League? Something like that. I forget what the C stands for. There are three more tournaments before the final Invitational that is being hosted by the Banished. So this coming weekend on Saturday, there's the Halo Wars 2 1v1 tournament hosted by Breaking the Clutch. There is on October 14th, the day after, Halo Wars 2 2v2 tournament hosted by Team Respawn. On October 20th will be the Halo Wars 2 qualifier tournament, which will be hosted by the Banished, and registration is not quite open yet. I think they'll probably wait for the results of the 2v2. And then on October 27th, there will be the final Invitational, which will be hosted and streamed by the Banished. So make sure you go check them out. Registration for this weekend is open by Breaking the Clutch and Team Respawn. There's also some free play coming up for Halo Wars. So for Halo Wars 2 on Xbox, there's going to be free play. Oh, and Halo Wars Definitive Edition on Steam during October 18th through the 21st. So a week from today, which is Thursday, October 18th through October 21st, which is the following Sunday. So a whole weekend to play Halo Wars 2 on Xbox or Halo Wars Definitive Edition if you do not own the games. That's cool that they're extending that free play over into the Steam side of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Just looking at the chat.
I missed the poll results. It disappeared on me before I had a chance to see it. So did someone see the results of the poll? Someone tell me. Next up on the update, we have... Oh, wait. No, that is the end of the update, pretty much. Never mind.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. He did mention that there was a community spotlight last week, which we did talk about. I still have not read the Harispus interview, which I need to do that. But that's it for this week's community update. So we actually got quite a bit of good stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Grim, for posting it early. So we actually got to discuss it in full.
Yeah. And actually got to read through it first. Not read as you go.
Pretty much. Moving right along, we've got some other product stuff. One new product thing out in the wild. For those that own some of the Boomco rifles that have the clip that you load in, there is a glow-in-the-dark darts mod pack on Amazon now. Comes with 50 darts that glow in the dark, and the mod pack basically makes the darts light up and they glow, which is really, really cool. It fits into things like the assault rifles, the SMGs, the carbines.
I think these things actually got lights in them.
Yeah, I couldn't tell from the listing, because all the listing says is Halo Universe Series Glow-in-the-Dark Mod Pack includes 50 darts, great gift for Halo fans. That's all the description says on Amazon. So,
I'm looking at the side of it, and it says LED on it, and it does have wires going to that top plate.
But it looks like the LEDs are actually in the plastic. It looks like it's lighting up the glowing stuff in the.
Maybe it's just charging the glow in the dark stuff. I
think that's what it's doing, but that's still pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
There's a game that I've played with some friends that we went to a cabin last year, and we usually go just kind of in the wintertime to get away for a little bit. And there's a game that we played called Body Body, which is you turn off all the lights, and there's for those that have played Trouble in Terrorist Town, it's very similar. You have two people that are like tagging people, and basically like if you touch them, they die instantly, like they fall down. And if someone discovers a body, they yell body body, and then everyone has to join back up and discuss okay, who could it have been that actually killed the person, and then they vote someone out. So it's kind of like a combination of Trouble in Terrorist Town and Mafia. Actually, I guess it's closer to Mafia than it is Trouble in Terrorist Town.
And how much stuff gets broken during this?
There's a few stubbed toes. That's about as bad as it got.
No knocked over lamps or vases or
vases. Yeah.
Vases.
Nope. We were actually pretty careful. The next time that we are going to do it, we are going to actually get some of the mini glow sticks for the stairs. And that way we won't actually trip over the stairs. Cause there was a few times where people were like, couldn't see the stairs exactly. But yeah, Kevin's saying there's 40 darts in it. The listing says 50 on Amazon, so I don't know if the listing is wrong or not. But 40 makes more sense than 50. Because it's a... Well, I don't know. There's 10 darts in the thing. I don't know. It's pretty cool. I am going to get one, if not two, possibly more. We'll see. I can't go too crazy. So that's the only product thing. Another reminder just on a couple of things from the past couple of weeks. The official Spartan Field Manual is out. You can head on over to podtacular.com/SFM. That will take you over to the Amazon listing, so you don't have to search for it. And the Kindle version is $9.99 and paperback is $11.99.
I did watch Halo Canon's review of the Spartan Field Manual, and he was really impressed with it.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I'm not going to watch the video until I actually read through the thing, which might be a while. But I've seen a great response to the book on social media. Like, people absolutely love it.
Well, I did put it in my wish list, so hopefully sometime in the next 6 months I'll be able to buy it.
For me, it's one of those books where if you can only pick a few Halo books out of the plethora of books that are available in the Halo universe, that would probably be one of them. Because it's just, it has a good generic look at something specific. Like the Spartans, they're very iconic within the Halo universe. So it's like, okay, everyone knows the Spartans. So, and it provides detail kind of specifically into that piece, but is the subject is generic enough that people that know Halo know Spartans.
Yep.
If that makes sense. I think that makes sense. Hope it makes sense. Anyways, for some tweets, we have just a reminder on the Spirit Halloween giveaway, which is going on for about another month. If you head on over to spirithalloween.com/sweeps, you can register in to win $10,000. And if you register, you receive 20% off a single item in their store. Sweepstakes ends on Friday, November 2nd. Nate is actually making a return back to the HCS scene. He will be joining, I deleted the team name, but he'll be rejoining Lux Gaming, attending DreamHack Atlanta for the finals, alongside Dinoxide, Nebula, and Gilkey. He actually was streaming 100 days of MCC for the past 100 days, and I think he just got to it earlier this week. So he's been on the Halo grind for a while, and he's joining back in to play again. I don't know if this is going to be kind of a one-time thing or if he's actually looking to come back to play again, but Nated's back. And he's probably one of the more well-respected people in the pro scene, I think, out of anybody. Yeah. Next thing that we have is, there was a video that was highlighted on the, I think, Halo account. Termatius Trick is a YouTube channel, and they actually found a way to pilot a Falcon on the mission Exodus from Reach. And if you are able to do that, you can actually take the Falcon and fly it all around the map, which is pretty cool. So as far as getting screenshots and those kinds of people that really like to explore mission spaces and just kind of see what developers either hid behind walls or other little Easter egg things, it's a pretty neat little trick that they do. And it's over on the YouTube. I'll go ahead and put the link in the chats for Mixer and Twitch for those that are here. GT, have you had a chance to check this out?
Actually, I'm watching it right now. No, I did not get a chance to check it out ahead of time.
Yeah, you can kind of skip a little bit because it's not very... I mean, it definitely goes through the steps, but it has some filler video in there because it kind of is meant to be very cinematic-like. And if you jump to... If you kind of jump through it, you can kind of find where the important parts are. And it's actually not a very complicated glitch. It does take a little bit to actually get to the Falcon once you get there. But they basically overload the map to where the Falcon doesn't spawn with the pilot and it falls to the bottom of the level. And then you have to get your way out of the level and then be able to get down to the Falcon. So it's not difficult, but definitely is time consuming.
It's kind of neat that it actually makes the AI weaponless.
I mean, heck, you could do that just for, well, it probably wouldn't really save you much time, but I was thinking, well, if you wanted to speedrun, you maybe could, but I don't know if that actually would save you much time. The only thing is, if it makes the AI spawn without weapons, I wonder if it despawns checkpoints as well.
It could.
Because sometimes that happens in these kinds of games. Probably, I think it's probably more prone to the older games, but I'm not so sure. So we have that. There is a new Installation 01, the weekly update. I figure we could probably start including the weekly updates since they do provide them. They have some early development pictures of the Brute Shot. So it's basically just the 3D model, no textures or anything, which a lot of the Installation 01 stuff is really well designed. So you can find that over there. Tosh, who's their community manager, also wrote to what his position is, why he does what he does, why it's important that he does what he does. And then there's also some community artwork that they highlight, including some things that other people actually model Halo-wise. So there's the couple of modeling things that were in this week's update is there's some environments. So there's actually like a walkway with an awning over it. There's a tank for one. There's some artwork of Flood that someone drew up, which is really well done. It kind of looks like watercolor a little bit with maybe marker. I can't tell. It kind of stands watercolor out. And then there's a kind of like pixelated BR that someone did as well. And that's it for the Installation 01 update. The legendary crate is up until the 15th for this next iteration. So Scout is the theme, focusing on June from Noble Team. The deadline is midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time to get your orders in for the Halo Legendary Crate. So if you head on over to podtackler.com/lootcrate and then use podtackler at checkout, you will get $3 off of your crate. So again, this one is Scout and it's highlighting Noble Team. I'm sure there'll be some sniper related stuff in there too. It would be cool, although I know this isn't going to happen. Do you know of the camping sniper shirt from Red versus Blue?
No, I can't say that I do.
The one that has the tent with the sniper sticking out of it says this is a legitimate strategy.
I think I don't remember seeing that.
I'll have to see if I can find it real quick. Because it's a really cool shirt. And I think it was one of the first that they came up with. And then they just made it into a shirt. So here's the picture, actually. Let's see. I want to copy link location and then post it in the chats for everybody. It's going to be that long freaking link. That should be good enough. Oh, yep, Pins found the shirt. It's fun. It's a fun shirt. But it'd be cool if there was something along those lines of comedy at some point or some sniper-related thing. I think it'd be cool. Again, October 15th is the last day that you can get this specific crate. podtackler.com/lootcrate. And use code PodTackler at checkout to get $3 off of your crate, which is basically as close to 10%. It's like technically 8.3 or something like that. Also, make sure you check out the Halo Hub. It's a Discord server that we have a lot of community-created content that is shared amongst the members. You can head on over to thehalohub.com to find out more about that. And that is going to wrap it up for all the news segments this week. Looking over at our company commendations, we still are getting really close to the next one that we need. We need another 284 of precision weapon kills without missing. On the melee kills, we need another 1,100, basically. And then killing an enemy Spartan when your health is low and you survive, we need another 970 of those to go. Then also killing an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack, that one only needs 31.
Woo!
Yeah.
Getting closer.
Getting closer. We got four of them that are very close. And the next one after that is kind of far. So lots of commendations to still work for. And yes, Pence, camping is a legitimate strategy. That it is. So that's going to wrap it up for the main segment tonight. GT, you got anything else to add before we start wrapping things up?
Well, this week on Fraggin' Friday, we will be doing the MCC. If anybody has a custom map that they would like to play, be sure to bring it with you, and we'll do that. I'm still looking for a customs library for MCC, so I would appreciate any help with that.
Very nice. Yes, since there is no file browser currently, and you have to friend someone and then make sure that they're online in order to get to the file share, just bring customs with you, if you have any customs at all. Until they get the file browser and the custom games lobby set up, it's going to take a while. Very nice. Well, thanks, everyone.
And Note 2 through 3, please put a custom game browser on your website for MCC.
You mean a file browser?
Like you do for Halo 5, yes.
Okay, you said custom games browser, so
sorry.
Just making sure.
Well, custom games, file browser.
Yeah, okay,
I will correct it.
That would be so helpful. Yeah. And it might only be for Halo 3 and Halo 4, which would be okay. Because Halo 2, you're not doing custom maps. It's just you're customizing the game mode. And a lot of those custom game modes for Halo 2 are well documented. That's true. No, good point. So Halo 2A, Halo 3, and Halo 4 would basically need the file browser support. For sure. Yes, please, we beg of you, please. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. It has been one interesting technical foobar of things, but hopefully next week will be a lot better. So for those that are joining us via the live stream, appreciate you guys coming up and are coming out and dealing with all the technical issues. Hopefully next week it will not be nearly as bad. For us that are, or for those of you that are downloading the show, then you don't know what technical issues we're talking about. But if you're interested in seeing what other technical conundrums I can put myself in, make sure you follow us on Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are also on Xbox for our club. We have a Spartan Company. And if we're anywhere else, you just search for a Podtackler on it and you will find us. Also, we're a part of a network of gaming-specific podcasts, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find more about all those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Like GT said, you can check out Fraggin' Fridays, which is our gaming stream with the community, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, I stream my achievement hunting streams. I'm currently going through and trying to complete all of MCC, which Lazo is going to make that very, very interesting. And then on Tuesdays, I stream with my wife as we are going through the Halo campaigns. Right now, I am playing through it so she can get the story aspect of the games. And once we're done with that, we might kind of play around with her getting a little more used to switching weapons, driving vehicles before we jump into Halo 2's campaign, which is probably the most difficult campaign out of every Halo game.
I think only on Legendary.
Well, the learning curve is kind of steep with that first mission, so we'll have to have some patience with that, especially the boarding action sections.
Playing it on easy, you don't have to perfect the noob combo.
No, you don't. That's true, but the noob combo is a very useful tool. So make sure you check all those streaming opportunities. We might add another one in there at some point, but those are our main ones for now. And of course, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. usually start around 9 p.m. But at least that's the goal. That's when we record our podcasts. So thanks everyone for either watching us tonight or tuning in via download. We appreciate all the support that you give us. We will catch you all next time on the show or on one of the streams. So until then, keep on fragging them trucks.